different deal. There were two verses. The Lord has laid this on my heart. I want to try to share with you these two verses of Scriptures found in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 12. Verse number 6. This is for somebody here today. Maybe it's for me. But I can tell you this, it's probably for everybody because it's in the Bible. Luke 12, verse 6. Are not five sparrows sold for two fatherings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You may be seated today. Father, we love You. We thank You for the good grace of God, the hand of God that's about us and upon us. We thank You for mercy and Your long-suffering and compassion. Lord, I thank You for the Word of God today that we can still read. And God, we can still believe in this day of trouble and trial. Help us this morning. I pray, O Holy Ghost, help me preach. And I'll be careful to give You the honor, the glory, and the right of way for it all. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. I'd also like, you can stay there, I'm going to read the parallel verse of Luke 12. It's in Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a fathering? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear you not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Now, here Jesus is talking in the text of the Gospels concerning that of sparrows. Sparrows was a very lowly little creature. Matter of fact, in this culture, the poorest of people would buy these little sparrows that were dressed and cooked upon a fire. And many times they were put upon a stick and presented in the marketplace. And the poor people that had nothing could simply go and buy this sparrow and eat. God said these little sparrows that are simply sold for a fathering or for a piece of money. He said, not one of them is forgotten before God. I want to ask you, do you ever feel like in your situation that you may be forgotten by God? It seems like many times the more that we try and the more that we do, the more that we try to become, it seems like the troubles and trials will appear in our lives, all the way from our families to our finances to our health to our friends, our loved ones and our family. But God wants to tell you something this morning, now the Word of God. God has not forgotten about you. And if He can take care of the sparrows, He can take care of all of His little children this morning. So many times we feel forgotten. Where is God? Let me tell you where God is. God is sitting on His throne and He's running things and operating things exactly the way that it pleases Him. The Bible teaches us about this sparrow, and I I want to preach on this simple subject this morning. Is His eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow. Now, you think about something. God used animals all through this Bible that He may show us a picture that we may take it and apply it in our life. God did not mention in this text about an eagle. God did not mention in this text about a fish. But He mentioned a lowly sparrow. He said, matter of fact, you are of more value than many sparrows. I'm glad we've got a God that sees value in us. The devil will tell you this, you are of no value to God or to nobody else. But that's a lie of the devil. That's why so many people take their life. And friend, let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus Christ can give you hope. He can give you help. He can give you something in your heart that will take you through. You are of more value than sparrows. The devil loves to defeat us. Life is hard. Life tries us and life presses us. I would love to tell you families that are so dedicated and that love God so much that trouble and trials would never come. But I know that different in my life. I love God. I feel like I've been faithful at times. Troubles have came my way, to my house, my family, my friends, my acquaintances. But I come to tell you today, you don't have any trouble that the Lord Jesus can't help you through, for you're more valued than many sparrows today. Don't give up hope. Jesus cares about you. You say, well, I want to ask you something. How do I know He cares about me? The people around you. The little things that He does. I've noticed on my back porch when there are no other birds singing, the little sparrows will be singing. You know why? Because they know they're so blessed and they're trusting in the God of the heaven to feed them and to see about them. And may we as children of God not rely upon what we have, but may we rely on who He is and realize that no sparrow falls to the ground unless God says it can fall to the ground. Very hairs of your head are all numbered. That lets me know that nothing takes our God by surprise. For our God is a God of great providence. Why do you say He's a God of providence? Look in Psalms 103 and 19. And let's have this thought one moment this morning. On the eye of the sparrow and its providence. God made that sparrow. God made you and God made me. The Bible teaches us in Psalms chapter number 103 and verse number 19. There the Bible reads this. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens. And His kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, turn, if you would, over in the right of your Bible, Proverbs 21 and 1. We see here that the Lord is over all. The wicked may think that they're getting away, but God is over everything in this universe. Nothing happens by mistake or by chance. There's a sovereign God that has set this world in motion. And it will come to pass exactly the way God said it would come to pass. You won't change it and I won't change it. Yes, man has responsibility, but when it has to do the workings of God, God knows exactly what I need and when I need it. Oh, we see this little sparrow and their providence. God is over all. And then we see in Proverbs 21, in verse number 1, watch your Bible, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, He turneth it whithersoever He will. God was even over Pharaoh when He was chasing God's children out of Egypt. Pharaoh thought that Pharaoh was doing what Pharaoh wanted to do, but even God had the kings in His hand. Can I tell you, God takes orders from nobody this morning. And He sits alone upon His throne. And we see here these little sparrows. Are you not more value than these sparrows? We see this sparrow and its providence. In Proverbs 16 and 29. Proverbs 16, 29. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him in the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast in a lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. The sparrow and its providence. We find New Testament teaching in the ways of God in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 9. Paul is writing and he says simply this, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption, the purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. This sparrow and its providence. There is a God that has set things in motion. We are not robots. We are people that have a choice to make. God created hell for the devil and his angel. God sent His Son on a cross that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. But honey, let me tell you, if you die and go to hell in your sins, you'll go in spite that Jesus paid your price. God would save you this morning by His mercy and His grace. But I come to tell you there's a sovereign God that sees you and sees me. And He set everything in order of ever how that it pleased Him. He chose to give His Son. We've never been predestinated to be to heaven or to hell. But we have been predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son after that we heard the Word of God and we believe. You got to believe first. And then it's a process of being conformed to the image of His Son. It lets me know simply in Romans 8 and 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. When things come my way that I don't agree with and I don't like, I must learn to accept the will of God for my life. For we know that all things work together for good. God is working things out for us. As a people. As a person. You look back in your life of how God has orchestrated and set things up. You know why? Because God loves you. God loves a sinner running by the church this morning. Don't even have God on their mind. God loved them enough. He sent His Son to die for them. And these little sparrows, they must understand that God made them. And we must understand that there's a sovereign God that made us. We are no accidents in the family of God. We are no accidents in the world. God breathed the breath of life into our mother's womb, and there was a child that came forth. You say, how do you know that? Because only God can give life. We didn't come from a monkey. We didn't come from an ape. We didn't come by Darwin's theory. We came because there was a God that said, let there be life. And God loves you this morning. God has a purpose for each and every one of us today. He took these little sparrows and said, you look at these little sparrows around. And don't get to thinking that God don't know and God don't care. You are more value than many sparrows. A person cannot think too much of theirself. But yet a person must realize each one holds a value that God has entrusted us with. God has His eye on the sparrow. There's the providence for this sparrow. God made the sparrows. God put the sparrows where they are. And you know something that we ought to do? We ought to rejoice and be glad that God let us be birthed in a nation of where we live this morning. We had nothing to do with that. It was a sovereign God that placed you exactly where you are. You're not in your job by accident. God has opened them doors. God has put you there. God has provided. God has healed. God has allowed sickness. God knows everything this morning. We must realize to trust the God of the sparrow. For we see the sparrow and its providence. We see the sparrow and its provisions. You ever notice that how you've never found a sparrow starved to death? If it was, God allowed it. But as a whole, these sparrows, God is so big, He set this whole system up feeding all of His little sparrows. We have hummingbirds on the back porch. We have two red feeders. They remind me of Baptists, Brother Randall, how they buzz and fight each other all the time. There's one sitting up on top of the where the pot is suspended from. And he sits there guarding it. And when others come, he tries to run them off. When he runs off, some sneaks and gets a little bite. You know, this is an amazing thing. I seen this week where most of those birds in this area, this is an amazing thing. They'll quit showing up. They fly all the way back to Mexico or below Mexico. Matter of fact, they say they show back up nearly the same day every year on the same feeders that they left. They're so programmed. Only a God would let them know it's starting to get cold to leave out. You look at them little sparrows when it snows. I can see my mom at the door. This is what she'd say. She'd say, Ken, we got to find something to feed the little birds. As a child, she'd open up that back door and chunk out crumbs of bread. And then little birds would come and they'd start gathering and feeding. Can I tell you, the same God that fed them birds when I was a boy is the same God that's feeding us this day. And in this hour, we have a God that can be trusted this morning. There is the provisions of the sparrows. But lastly, not only is there the providence that God has set in order their trails and their paths and their sustenances, there is the practice of the sparrow. I was reading after one of the old authors yesterday, and he simply said this about the little sparrow. He said, this little sparrow picks up off this earth and flies to another. This little sparrow is not so concerned with this earth in such a way. It's always looking at things above this old earth when it flies off and puts that wind to its wings. This morning the psalmist David wrote something that I feel like that he had seen something happen at the house of God. A lot of the writers say that David was so envious of these sparrows that he even wrote this text about it. And I close with this. Look in Psalms 84, verse number 3. Psalms 84, verse number 3. Psalmist David said, let's get verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. And here's our text. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. You see, he has his eye on the sparrow. There is the sparrow's providence. There's the sparrow's provisions. But lastly, here we see the sparrow's practices. David said, I wish I never got to leave the house of God. He said, I've seen these sparrows and these swallows make a nest at the house of God. And he said, I tell you, they're so wise, they've made their nest, their practice at the house of God, that they may rear, or they may raise, or they may lay their young in the altars of God. We better be raising our little ones around the altar of God. David said, I wish I was like that sparrow that made her nest at the house of God, that I would never have to leave. Well, can I tell you today, we do have to leave this building, but we never have to leave the ministry of God. I'm glad there's an altar. I'm glad there's a God that will hear our prayers. Many times, I had a friend one time that was about as low as a person could go. His wife was about to cross. It was about 4:30 in the morning. This preacher said that he went out of the hospital and he walked in the back. He said it was so dark. And he said he heard this little sparrow start to sing. And he said the Lord spoke to his heart and said, you know, it may be dark now, but the sun's coming up in a little bit. Now I want you to know, as those sparrows live, and as those sparrows totally depend upon God, God wants you to know this morning, you have more value
than many sparrows. Life is worth living. Yes, it's hard times that come to all of us. But thank God we are with a people that will help us in hard times. You know, I thought when I was preaching, Michelle, when you come, I thought about it as a little old boy. Big snows had come in Tennessee when I was a boy, and I can remember it'd be so deep we couldn't get out, and Mama would feed them birds. I wonder how many of us in our lives where people can't get what they need. I wonder, are we simply opening a door of kindness and helping them through them hard times? We need each other. God has placed us here for a reason. And God wants us to realize that He loves us this morning. Young children, there are many that are taking their lives. Don't take your life. God loves you. Life is worth living when you have Christ. Mom and Daddy's going through such trials. I wish I could just wave this Bible and fix it all. But that's not in my grasp. But I tell you what is in my grasp. That I keep focused to the God that thanks a lot of you and thanks a lot of me. And talk with Him. And help and minister to people to try to be a blessing. This morning, God has His eye on the sparrow. God has His eye on you, sir. Ma'am, God has His eye on you. Young person, God has His eye on you. Because He loves us. And He wants to help us. And I don't know where you are, or where you're sitting. Don't know what you're going through. I've heard a lot of people say, preacher, I know exactly what you're going through. You may know similarities. But you don't know exactly what I'm going through. And neither do I know what you're going through. But we do know who will go through with us to the end. The God that can be trusted.